Looks like we're getting baptized up here. We should pray for the message, don't you think? Let's pray. Lord, I ask that you would open our eyes so we can see a little bit better and that things will be a little bit clearer when we leave this place today. In Jesus' name, amen. Am I what you expected? How about that? Is that better? Now I have laser beams coming from me. I want to talk to you today about expectations. Every one of us enters into jobs and situations and relationships with certain hidden expectations. One of the major causes of people problems in families and organizations, businesses, friendships, even churches, just about every situation is we come in with some unwritten expectations that can tear us apart. Now, expectations are a form of judgment. And because they are a form of judgment, they bring judgment upon us and others, conflicting expectations regarding roles and goals. And many people feel pain and have problems because of expectations. It adds stress to our relationships. Charles Dickens wrote a novel called Great Expectations. And in it, a young man moved through life. And people around him had high hopes for his life. And but things didn't turn out the way he expected them to. And because of the unfulfilled expectations, there was a lot of frustration, disappointment, disagreements, anger, confusion, some resentment, and bitterness. Great expectations are a problem for all of us. They judge us. We judge others with our expectations of how they should be. There was a movie called Hot Shots Part 2. Charlie Sheen was in that movie. He was lampooning the Rambo movies that Sylvester Stallone did. And as Charlie is getting ready to go into a war zone, he's sitting in an airplane and he's reading. And this guy next to him asks him a question. What are you reading? And Charlie says, Great Expectations. Here it is. Are you sure you want to put that up?
Top. What are you reading?
Great Expectations.
Is it any good?
It's not all I hoped for.
Now, don't get your hopes up. An expectation is a form of judgment. Let me ask you a question. What kind of expectation did you have today as you came to church? What kind of expectation did you have in regards to what I would say in a sermon today? Do you expect to be bored? Do you expect to receive new revelation, food for thought? What kind of expectations do you have? Based upon your expectations, you're going to receive today a message, or maybe not. Now, I got to come out of this garb because I can't do this any longer. So we're going to try and shed the wings. Okay, somebody's going to have to help me. I feel like a magician with this beautiful attendance. How am I doing? Am I a mess? Am I better?
We have no expectations of how you look.
Okay. All right. Luckily, all I spilled was water. Okay, Jesus had some things to say about expectations. So I'd like for us to read together Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 and 2, which you have in your bulletin. Here we go. Judge not, that you be not judged. For with the judgment you pronounce, you will be judged, and the measure you give will be the measure you get. Well, Now, normally, we look at this scripture. In fact, we looked at it last week. And we think, well, we aren't supposed to judge people. People who are sinners, who are in trouble, who do bad things, etc., etc. We aren't supposed to judge them because God will judge them, right? Now, isn't that what we normally think of when you hear these words? This means yes. This means no. This means that you're not listening. According to this scripture, our job is to love people, pick them up when they fall, just because they were big-time sinners or stupid or in trouble or whatever. We're not to judge because God is their judge, and we are to show mercy, etc., 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 right? Okay. Well, I'm here to tell you, you have just judged the words of Jesus, and your judgment is incorrect. Totally. Let's read these words again. Here we go. Judge not that you be not judged. For with the judgment you pronounce, you will be judged. And the measure you give will be the measure you get. Now, does it say anywhere in those words that judgment has to do with people? I don't see it. The judgment has to do with you and how you see the world. There's nothing in those words about other people, just you and me and how we view life. When you came to church today, what did you expect? I mean, I came out here dressed in that garb in order to get your attention because it's out of the ordinary. What did you really expect? Whatever you expect is probably what you will get unless somebody gets your attention. Now, to paraphrase Jesus, for with the expectation you come will be what you actually receive, because you're blind to anything else. Your expectations are your personal judgments on people and events, situations, circumstances, relationships. Has to do your personal expectations in terms of worship or a message that, like I'm giving today, by definition. An expectation is a judgment on what you consider probable or certain to happen, or what you consider reasonably in terms of your due. An expectation is something that you expect to happen. An expectation is what you anticipate, what you watch for, what you presume will happen. An expectation of a person is a judgment on how that person will act or be. Many, many years ago, in a galaxy far, far away, I was the pastor of a church down in Kentucky. When I went there, I was 26 years old. And one day, after I had been there for a year or so, I drove up on my motorcycle. I had motorcycles. I was dressed in jeans and a T-shirt. And this guy followed me into the parking lot, and I got off the bike, and I took the helmet off. And he says, excuse me, do you happen to know the pastor of this church? And I said, yeah, you're looking at him. And you should have seen his eyes. He did not expect to see me getting off a motorcycle, dressed in T-shirt and jeans, and it was just took him back. On a banquet weekend also down in Kentucky, I had a guy come up to me, and this was many, many years ago in a galaxy far, far away. And he came up to me on the first day of the experience. He says, I didn't expect you to be so young. Now, this happened quite a few years ago. I said, well, what did you expect? He said, I expected a much older man, implying that I was too young to be running such an extensive operation. It was an expectation. He presumed, he deduced, he thought it likely, he predicted, he judged how he thought I was to be. The truth is, he overstepped his bounds. He judged, he took liberties, he guessed based upon presuppositions on how I was to be. Big mistake. He was cocksure in his own mind how things were to be. He also found out that weekend that he had definitely prejudged the banquet as well, as some of you probably discovered too. God opened his eyes. He taught him a lesson, so to speak. Don't judge, because it could come back to smack you right in the face. That's why Jesus spoke the words that followed those first two verses. Let's read verses 3 to 5. Why do you see the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, when there is a log in your own eye? You hypocrite. First take the log out of your own eye, and then you can see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye. You hypocrite. Great expectations. We have ways of seeing the world that are like logs in our eyes. We expect this or that, or this person to do this or that, or this person to act in this way or that way, because of our expectations, which are like logs, and we're blind to the truth. Don't tell me our expectations aren't judgments, because they are. And the judgment is really on you or me. In marriage relationships, we bring all kinds of preconceived notions to them, and roles over what the man should be and the woman should be. For example, if a young man from a more traditional family comes in with this hidden expectation, I'm the breadwinner and you take care of the kids, he might be in for a rude awakening. That's a role expectation, a presumed judgment. And the words of Jesus actually, don't judge, don't come in with a lot of preconceived presumptions, because they could get you into a lot of trouble, because the way you judge, the way you see things, is the way you will be judged and you will be seen. Every one of us sees life through our own set of glasses, our own lens, so to speak. And so we approach life from our viewpoint, our preconceived ideas, our judgments on how life should be, how people should be. For example, how do you see me as pastor? Or more specifically, how do you expect me to act and to be? That's your judgment. If I don't live up to your expectations, then I am judged by you, right? That's how this works. That's the way things work. Now, I'm enough of a free spirit to say, at least in my heart or under my breath, and now I'm getting old enough that I'll say it out loud, hey, if I'm not living up to your expectations, your judgments of me as a pastor, then lower them. Or better than that, do as Jesus said, don't judge me, and don't have expectations. A lot of our problems today is the fact that we have expectations, and it really causes us a lot of grief, frustration, disappointment, resentment, and all the other junk of life. Expectations are judgments. Parent-child relationships are full of expectations that cause trouble. Parents expect one set of conditions, actions, while kids have a different idea. This means yes, right? Good. Expectations on how life should be. Depending on the parents and the kids, you see all kinds of varying degrees of problems because of these things. Now let me say that a lot of this trouble is just a matter of how we see the world. And how we see the world is really what we expect the world to be. It's an expectation, which is a judgment on how life should be. Great expectations. And Jesus said, hey, don't judge and you won't be judged. Now, when Jesus says that, he is not talking about other people judging you. He is talking about your judgment comes back on yourself. Now, here is a totally new concept. This is when I expect you to get that dog whistle look, you know, huh? This is not what you normally expect. Jesus was saying, don't have expectations, don't expect anything, and then you won't end up with a lot of frustrations and disappointments. You see, frustrations and disappointments are internal judgments that you make on life that don't live up to your expectations. Think about this stuff now. An expectation is a human hope, the embodiment of a person's desires, what he or she wants out of a situation, such as a marriage, or a family, or a parent, or a child, or a business, or a job, or church. Each of us comes into a situation with certain unwritten expectations. That's why I asked you what you expected when you came to church today. That's why I came out dressed in all that garb, because it would get your attention and change maybe what you expected. Can you discover your unwritten expectations, which are unwritten desires that are really preconceived judgments? Your expectations come from earlier experiences or earlier roles or from other relationships. In fact, here in church, if you have any first-time visitors, you bring with you preconceived notions of what church should be, what I should be. And then you judge according to your expectations. Now, there's a difference between an expectation and reality, however. An expectation is like an imaginary picture of life rather than a real picture. But a lot of people think that picture they have in their mind of the way things should be is the accurate picture, so they judge. They say in their hearts and their minds, this is the way it really is. The picture you give me is wrong. These unwritten expectations, in reality, judgments, these human wants, wishes, and desires are the baggage that we carry with us into a relationship or into a job or into a business or into a church. If you go shopping, we may have this unwritten rule, judgment, expectation, that we should be treated with courtesy and competent service. So if you don't get it, you quickly change to another store that is more customer-oriented and fulfills your psychological wants and needs and your expectations. And Jesus said, don't judge. Don't come in with a lot of preconceived notions and expectations. Because sure as you do that, you're going to end up missing out on the things you could have seen. A lot of people missed who Jesus was because they had preconceived ideas, preconceived expectations of how the Savior should be and should act. And time after time, they questioned and judged Jesus, unfit to be who he said he was. One time Jesus ate with a Pharisee, a church leader, and this woman of the city, probably a prostitute, came and washed his feet with tears and expensive oil. And the Pharisee sat there and judged Jesus because of certain expectations that he had. Read with me Luke 7:39. Here we go. Now when the Pharisee who had invited him saw it, he said to himself, if this man were a prophet, he would have known who and what sort of woman this is who is touching him, for she is a sinner. Now, when you look at that, do you see the hidden expectations in this man? His expectations of what a prophet is and would do. And as far as he was concerned, a prophet would never let a woman like this near him. Well, his expectations of what a prophet would do or wouldn't do eliminated his ability to see who Jesus really was. He judged the woman, he judged Jesus, and therefore he missed everything important in that encounter. And the words of Jesus echoed, don't judge, because if you judge incorrectly, you will go in the wrong direction. Another time, Jesus was telling the Pharisees, those people with hidden expectations of how the Son of God should act, that he was the light of the world. They judged him on the spot because they had other expectations and he wasn't living up to their expectations. They accused him of talking through the side of his mouth. And Jesus said the words that we have printed here in John 8:15. Let's read them together. You judge according to the flesh, I judge no one. What Jesus was saying was, you have expectations according to this world. I have no expectations. Jesus goes on to say, but if I do have any expectations, they are the expectations of Father God. You know what? We judge according to the flesh, don't we? But Jesus judges no one. We have expectations of people, of Jesus, of God, of ourselves, of our children, friends, parents, spouse, our church, according to our flesh, our way of looking at things. Well, one thing I know, Jesus and people and this world will never live up to your expectations, and you can take that one to the bank. Jesus and people and this world will never live up to your expectations, so lower them. Or better yet, do as Jesus said, do away with them. Totally new concept. This is what I'm expecting that, huh? I can hear you, but Jack, you can't be like that. I expect people, I expect my children, I expect my husband or my wife to be this or that. Yeah? Well, why? Since when are you judge and jury over other people? They will never live up to your expectations. In fact, you don't even live up to your own expectations, do you? I mean, really, how many times, how many of us get mad and frustrated or disappointed with ourselves? All that is hidden expectations you have of yourself. Jesus said, don't go judging yourself. That's my job. And by the way, I judge no one, but if I do, it will be a true judgment, not cluttered with all kinds of misconceptions and false expectations. What is unforgiveness? You know, we talk about unforgiveness. What is unforgiveness? Well, unforgiveness, in a lot of cases, is just expectations that are unfulfilled and then judged. Let me tell you about my relationship with you as a church. I've been in the ministry for a long time. When I was down in Kentucky, there was a man there who wouldn't join the church. And the reason he wouldn't join, I said, Charlie, what's your hang up here? He said, well, if I become a member of this church, then you'll want me to do things or get involved or give money or become a leader and all that stuff. And I told him, I said, Charlie, I don't have any expectations of you. But he thought I should. He did join, finally. You know what I expect of you people? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Anything you do in this church for Jesus, for me, is strictly grace. I have no expectations. What you do is your grace. I know a lot of ministers, and a lot of them get very frustrated, disillusioned, disappointed, and mad with their congregations. And you know why? They have expectations. They expect their people to care or to be disciples or to be godly people or to serve the Lord, etc., etc. And they just get frustrated when they don't do it. Well, the truth is, if you do serve the Lord, it comes from your heart anyway. My job isn't to keep score. The only times that I have been frustrated by you people is when I have unrealistic expectations of you and you don't live up to them. And I'll fall in that trap and then I'll slap myself with this very same principle that says, who made you judge, Jack? And why are you keeping score? So I don't have expectations. Does this mean I don't care? No. It just means I have no expectations. And in reality, if you think about it, that is unconditional love. No strings. I let you live your life. You work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. My job is just to give you directions. I don't judge you. That's not my job. I accept you the way you are today. My job is to serve, not to judge. My job is to do what Jesus tells me to do and leave the expectations up to Him. Now, this may be a totally new concept, but I think it's true. I do know this. I am a lot less frustrated and disappointed than some of you are over people and life and jobs and church. And the reason is I don't have any or as many expectations to cloud the issues of life. Some of you are terribly frustrated by your own failure to live up to your own expectations of yourselves. Some of you are terribly frustrated with your children or your parents or your spouse because they have failed to live up to your expectations of how they should act or how they should be. Who told you to judge? Not Jesus. Must be you. Some of you are maybe terribly frustrated by your job or business because it isn't all that you had hoped for. Well, maybe your problem is your expectations, your judgment, the way you see your job or your business. Some of you may have been terribly disillusioned and disappointed because all those great expectations of life, your kids, your spouse, your job, are not what you hoped for. Well, who told you to judge your life? Not Jesus. He said, don't judge. Don't have expectations. Because if you do, you will suffer under your own judgment. And that is what you're suffering under, by the way, is your own judgment. So if we aren't supposed to have expectations, and how are we supposed to live? I mean, really, Jack? Isn't that the question? Because what I have described to you is a totally new concept.